I always ask if there's a song that someone wants to hear, and that actually was sent in on my Facebook. If there's a song you want to hear before devotional, please let me know. You can text it or call us on the Woody Folsom Talk to Me text line, or the line at 912-367-0028, or you can simply shoot me a message on Facebook as well. We'll be glad to get yours on too. All right, this week we are talking about living in the dash. We're on day 3 and talking about love being the language of the dash. Scripture comes from 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, love each other deeply. You know, when your dash is finished, when, of course, there's going to be very few people that are going to remember what you owned. I think we get into that rut sometimes. We want to have so much stuff and be flashy and live in a big house and drive the best car. But you know what people will never forget? They're never going to forget how you made them feel. They're not going to remember those flashy things, that house or any of the items that you owned. But they are going to remember if you showed up and the way that you listened. Sometimes you show up just to listen. You don't even have to comment back. It's just being in their presence is a way of showing up. It's going to be the way that you forgave people, the way that you stayed when it would have been so much easier just to turn around and walk away. Because love is the clearest measure of life well lived. We often think love is something that we feel. It's an emotion. But real love is something we choose, especially when it's inconvenient or uncomfortable or undeserved. Because loving deeply means offering grace when you want to hold a grudge, speaking gently when you are super frustrated with what's going on, and being patient with folks when it would have just been easier to throw your hands up and quit. It also means forgiving when you still feel the wound of the hurt. Love is the work of the dash. Your words shape the hearts that are around you, and your tone builds or breaks that trust. Your presence brings either peace or pressure, and every interaction becomes a part of your legacy. One day, long after that dash closes, your love will continue speaking for you. So speak it now. Live it loudly. Practice it daily. Tell the people you care about that they matter. Apologize quickly. Forgive freely. Encourage generously. The greatest testimony your life can leave behind is how well you loved other people. Who in your life right now needs love? Think about it. Through maybe words, or maybe your patience, or even maybe your presence. That is the goal today, to come up with someone who needs love from you. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, teach us to love like you love, deeply, generously, and without any conditions. And let our lives be marked by the compassion and the grace. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.